You know, all I hear about is how cold the winters get, but no one ever warned me of the summers out here, spring. So it was definitely a little hot, but nothing I haven't experienced before. So, you know, it's a nice change up, but, you know, at the same time, it could cool down a little bit, but, you know, it wasn't anything that I haven't experienced.
It was cool having Pops, watching him practice, talking about what that was like.
Yeah, it was real fun having him out here, just for, you know, for him to watch his son now be a part of the game, which gave, you know, gave back so much to him and our family. It just, it means a great deal, and I know he's having a, you know, a great time watching it and probably wishing that he was out there for a few more snaps.
And talk about how you're fitting into this 3-4 defense as far as your linebackers. Where do you personally think you're fitting?
I think I'm doing real well, actually. You know, as a rookie, you initially think there's no end in sight, learning a new playbook, coming in here with all these veterans. But, you know, at the end of this mini camp, I really feel good about where we are as a team and where I'm at personally. So, you know, like I said before, I'm going to take the you know, my notes home that I have and continue to look them over and try and get ahead and, you know, try and set myself apart so that way coming back into training camp, you know, I'll be that much ahead of the game.
You feel like you linebackers are all leaning on each other as you're learning this defense?
Absolutely. In fact, that's, you know, critical in how, you know, we communicate with one another. It's just, you know, just talking, really. And that's what we do from left to right, outside linebacker, just talking with everyone. That's what defense is based upon. It's a bunch of moving parts, and it's all about how they fit together. So you really need to talk and, you know, see where you fit within the framework of the D.
As much has to be said or made about you still running with the twos, people are expecting you to come in here and start?
You know, that's really not my decision. You know, obviously, you know, I'm getting just as many reps as the ones out there. I think, you know, it really doesn't matter right now where I'm at on the depth chart. And I'm just going to continue to work. And, you know, wherever that places me, then I'll be fortunate for that.
Clay, did the speed of the installation of this defense kind of catch you by surprise, or were you kind of anticipating that they're just going to plow through this thing and you got to hang on and get it down?
No, it's definitely a surprise. Just, you know, coming in here, we put in probably as many defenses on the first install that we had in college. So it's definitely something different. And like I said before, it looks like there's no end in sight. But here we are. You know, we've covered the whole playbook. And, you know, I think as a team and me personally, I feel real good about where I'm at and, you know, the progress that I need to make and that I have made.
It almost takes two hands to carry that playbook, doesn't it?
That was, it does take two hands. So, no, it's, you know, it's a Dom Capers defense. So, you know, it's a fun defense. I actually got talking with my dad, and he said he would have loved to have played in defense like this back in the day where there's just, you know, there's so much misdirection and confusion that it'll definitely open up some holes to make some big plays.
I know contractually there's not much you can do about it. You got to sit and wait. But from a mindset for you, how important is it to be here right away, considering how much you've got to do come training camp?
It's very important, just because you know, I'm that type of guy. I want to be here day in and day out and show the, you know, the type of person who I am, and not fall behind, especially being a rookie. You know, I really can't take any time off. That's why, you know, this next month I'll be training and studying my playbook. But you know, of course, we like to get the contract done, but. Like I said, I really have, you know, nothing to do with that, so I'm just praying for the best. But, you know, hopefully we do get it resolved before training camp.
Thanks. Appreciate
Thank
it.
You. Appreciate it.
How much have you learned from Kevin Green so far?
Oh, great deal. You know, especially since he played the position before, you know, there's been a lot of you know, talk about him, you know, being a first-year coach, but you really can't ask for anything more because he played the position and excelled at it, and, you know, that's what we're trying to do now. So he's got little pointers and tips that, you know, maybe another coach who hadn't played in the league you know, doesn't have, so it's great, and you know, I think he's gonna bring out the best in all of us.